Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today is the day.
It's it.
This is our new tradition, our hiatus ranking episode.
Yep. Not sure what we're going to rank next year. Next season.
Zords.
Oh, hey, that's not a bad idea. It's going to get weird at the end. Today we are ranking the suits, though.
Yeah.
If we didn't say. So, here's a cool thing. We spent 2 hours ranking the suits. We have a very comprehensive list of 27 suits, which we will... Should we just say the extras now?
Should we? I don't know. Yeah, I guess we should.
Okay, so we ranked... Here's what we didn't rank. We didn't rank any upgrades, and we didn't rank any side suits. Like, if Six Rangers have, like, a weird pattern,
yeah.
Or, like... If there are, like, they start with three and they get 100 more Jungle Fury. we just ranked, like, we didn't rank any upgrades or anything like that. It was just, like, the baseline suits of the main either three or five Rangers, or four, I guess, in the Dino Thunder. Because black is, like, there the whole time. It doesn't look very different, but it fits it. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, Dino Thunder, I feel, is going to be a little awkward.
Everyone says it's very good, so I'm very hopeful, but I'm not sure how it's going to go. I'm just excited to see. What we also ranked were the Psycho Rangers, the ninja suits, the like regular ninjetti suits, both movies.
Yep. We did include Beast Morphers because it is an upcoming Power Rangers.
And Hyperforce.
Yeah.
And that put us at 27. Did I say Psycho Rangers?
You did.
Okay. I think that's it. I think that's all of the things. Oh boy, what a list we have here. So what we did last time was we start at the bottom. Now we're here. start at the bottom, and then we work our way up. When we both rank one, that's when we'll talk about the suits. So we're not going to like talk about them as we go. We're just going to... I mean, we probably will end up doing that because we're us. If you've met us before, we're bad at following our own rules. But we're going to try to keep it orderly like that. We also have open... About 25 tabs of all the Power Ranger suits.
Look,
in case we forgot what they look like.
If we're going to do something, we're going to prank ourselves as we possibly can.
We go all the way out. So, are you ready to start, Josh?
I think so.
All right. So I will start, and then you do yours, and we'll just keep going back and forth.
Okay, that sounds
I'm also just going to say the numbers
reasonable.
When I start, just so we know where we are.
Okay.
So my number 27 is the new Power Rangers movie suit.
Hey, same.
Okay, good. Hey, you want to talk
we're
about
off to a great friendly start.
You want to talk about this junky suit for a minute? It's pretty bad, right? Like,
yes.
Like,
I think it's well documented how pretty bad we think.
I think
it
we
is.
Had a whole episode about how bad they are. So I got them pulled up. They look wet. Also, this is not fair because we have the original like reveal image, which is the worst version. I guess the second worst. The worst version is the toys. But this is like the second worst version of these suits. They look better in motion. I think there's too much going on. I think they tried to be too much. Rangers.
Yeah, they tried to be too much new summer blockbuster movie about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I feel like they lost a lot of charm. There's a lot of plates going on. The Red Ranger's head is too tall, which I don't like. So that is where I ranked the movie.
It's just charm doesn't get enough credit anymore.
Yeah, it's an indelible like it quality.
Yeah,
that these just. Don't have, I don't think.
Like, you can look at those and say, oh, those are Power Rangers.
Right.
But you can also be like, oh, those are if Iron Man funded the Power Rangers.
Yeah, this is Iron Man and four of his friends. Iron Lady.
Iron Red, Iron Black, Iron
yeah.
Yellow, Iron Pink, and Iron Blue.
Right, yeah. It's I think it's 2017 is the problem. I think that might be my biggest problem with it. So, I'm going to close this tab. My number 26 is Wild Force.
Same.
Okay, geez. So at least we're very simpatico on this. I'm trying to find
where
Wild
they fall
Forces.
In here.
There it is.
There they are.
Okay, so we ranked them very low, and they're
we
not.
Did.
That doesn't mean they're particularly like offensively bad. It's just there's like something about them that I just don't like. I'm just now realizing that their stripes match the like.
Oh, their numbers?
Their numbers, I think.
Yeah.
Because that one, there's five, two. Three.
I'm assuming yellow has four.
I'm assuming there's four tucked in there somewhere. I don't know. I just don't like them.
It's a lot of it for me.
Is the helmet accoutrement?
Is the blue and black specifically helmet shapes and, yeah. and nubs?
I usually typically tend to like those. I just think like in conjunction, I guess I really don't like the sash coming off their neck and just cutting off one arm.
I don't like the sash or the emblems.
Yeah, the emblems are also a little gauche.
Yeah, I am not keen on emblems, and these ones being so small and tucked over, I don't know. I just don't like, I don't like the yeah. look of that at all.
It's, I don't know.
And
like,
And I also don't like the, and this is only not an issue on the White Ranger, the white gloves, but black, or not black, but colored boots.
Yeah, that happens a lot that I noticed. I just want your boots and your hands to match.
Yep.
If you could make that happen, Power Rangers. I know it doesn't happen as much as I thought it did. Yeah, so that's and again, like, I don't know, they're not, like, I think there's worse costumes, but this one just doesn't feel good to me.
It just... It's not as stylish as almost any other ones yeah. we're going to come across, I think, is the problem.
Yeah. So, next up, my number 25 is Lightspeed Rescue.
That is not mine. My number 25 is Megaforce.
Okay. Well, my number 24 is Megaforce, so let's talk about them.
My number 24 is Lightspeed Rescue.
Okay. So, which one do you want to talk about first? Megaforce or... Lightspeed Rescue.
Let's do them in chronological order. Let's do Lightspeed okay. Rescue first.
Let me try to find Lightspeed. There they are. Okay.
These cream saver ass suits.
They are.
have always bothered me.
I like the morph sequence where they throw the shield out and then that becomes their suit, but then that becomes a cream saver, like yeah. literally a cream saver. I also really hate that the white parts stop at the back. So like the shoulder and the sides, there's just a wall where yeah. the white parts stop and it looks bad.
I'm not fond of that. I don't like the giant visors.
They're giant, but also weirdly small. Like they're very yeah. big, but small.
They're like, they have like Cyclops heads.
Yeah. I don't know. It's real weird.
I think it's the overall shape of them. They're all so square. Like
yeah, even the triangles are square. Yeah, it's kind of weird. And then this was just literally a square, which is like
it's a little rounded on top.
A little bit. That's yellow that we're talking about.
And I don't know about the white cross.
I don't love the white cross. I don't know what that's about. It's very Templar, and I don't like it. Upside. Boots and gloves are the same.
Boots and gloves match. You get a. That's why you're above Wild Force.
these little, they're belt buckles. I don't know what Lightspeed Rescue is about. I know that's like a lot of the time, like what we got and what the suit design is for the Sentai are different, so they don't like match up exactly. But like this just seems like not what I would put for a rescue team. And I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. So that's them. Now let's talk about Megaforce. they're bad.
They're not good.
they're bad. I think these might actually be worse than Wild Force, but at least they're interesting.
the helmets really save these.
That is true.
The helmets are a little busy. They're a little over-designed, but they're still nice. They still have like a good feeling to them. They feel like helmets.
Yeah.
I cannot get over those little short jackets.
I hate a panted Power Ranger. I don't like a Power Ranger where they have pants. You know what I found out that I like less is when those pants creep up to their belly button.
Yeah.
when they Urkel their Power Rangers pants and then put a little, I don't mind a little jacket, but I need something else going on to separate the pants. Also, their gloves are literally like gloves that go to their wrists.
They're short gloves, and I don't like that. And they're white, and their boots are colored.
Yeah.
Their boots are colored at the end of white pants,
which throws everything off. I understand the choice, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
Also, their chest symbol, I like because it's like, this is a sky one, and this is sky one, and this is maybe a land one, and a water one. I think he's water, and then another land one. Like, they each correspond to something, and I get that. I don't know what the theme of Ghostsager.
Ghostsager. I couldn't. Theme of Megaforce is the Robo Knight.
Yeah, who is right here? We didn't rank him. Maybe we'll do Six Rangers next year too. One of the options.
Well, maybe
Six Rangers. So I just like. I don't know. There's a lot of conflicting things. And like you said, the helmet is very over-designed, but it is pretty neat.
Yeah, from a distance, I see what they were going for. There's just a lot of garnish on them.
Yeah, there's a lot extra that they don't necessarily need. Next up for me is...
This is 23?
23 is Lost Galaxy.
I have Turbo here.
Okay, number one, how dare you? Number 22 for me is the ninja suits.
Okay, the Mighty Morphin ninja suits. Okay, number 22 for me is Lost Galaxy.
Okay, so we can talk about Lost Galaxy now. I don't like the vest. I think is my biggest problem with it.
That is exactly my problem with it. I don't like a vested Power Ranger.
Yeah, it's somehow, I don't know if it's worse than pants for me, but pants I can get behind. Just a vest, especially because like this like is like real close to that very good Mighty Morphin line, but then they put a vest on over it. If the little teeth was just white, that would be perfect.
And I also don't like how the helmets tend to not match. Like pink and red kind of match, but blue and yellow look like helmets from a different season.
Yeah, blue, like, because yellow is a wolf, but could be a bird. It looks a little birdy. Yeah. And then this is just like...
it's a gorilla.
It's, yeah, blue's weird. It's got,
like, giant silver eye...
He's got Christian sunglasses from from his Attitude Era days.
Yeah.
And I don't love that.
So I'm not,
I think the green helmet looks the best of all of them.
I can agree with that.
But it's still, like, the shiniest turd.
Yeah.
My number 21 is Dino Charge.
Same.
Okay, cool. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people like Dino Charge. I've heard nothing but good things about Dino Charge. We didn't rank the Super Dino Charge where they get more spikes and maybe tiny jackets. I don't know about that. I think, one or two too many things going on.
Yeah, my main problems with these are the gloves and boots.
That's just something we got to get used to because it happens a lot.
I can't. And I also don't like that the pants and boots just run together.
Yeah, there's...
If you're going to have a colored boots, have at least a white pants. But don't do that. Just have white boots.
Just have white boots. It fixes every problem that you could have. My biggest problem is the helmets. Their visor that they can see through is the mouth of the dinosaur. But then they got a little mouth too.
Yeah, I don't like the little mouth in the visor.
It just breaks it up in such a weird way, especially because it's like it takes me out of the fiction, right?
Yeah,
like the helmet mouth.
The helmet designs themselves are good. The stuff like sticking off of them does not bother me. I think they're all very well designed. If you just take that little mouthpiece out,
it would be great.
Yeah. I also don't like the dinosaur icons at the top of the sashes.
Yeah, I don't...
I think that's too much. I think that's one too far.
Yeah, again, it's like a little too far. I do like that the two carnivore dinosaurs, we're looking at just the original Five Rangers, the two carnivore dinosaurs have spiky teeth, and the rest of them have herbivore teeth, which I think is a good touch.
I don't love that. I think my problem is, because they're in the lineup here in the picture we're looking at.
Yeah.
And so they're not like... balanced that way. You have one carnivore in the middle and one on the right, which gives you two herbivores on the left.
Yeah, Red Ranger has to go in the middle, and then if you only have one other, you can't really even it out. Also, they have sleeves. They have little sleeveys.
But their sleeves are the colors, they're like off colors of their suits, so they have tank tops.
In some versions, you can't tell between some of them except for black, like because black is like light gray sleeves, and everybody else's are like slightly different. In this picture that we're looking at right now, blues are very different.
Yeah.
And so are reds. And I guess green's in this picture. In the one we looked at earlier, it was like I had to be told they had sleeveys. that's Dino Charge. The boots should be white. I think if the boots were white, they got rid of this little dinosaur boy and the mouth, then it would shoot up like 15 spots.
I also want to say save that shoulder pad for an upgrade. I'd like to see what these look like without the shoulder pads.
That yeah, I like the shoulder pad.
But why is it?
Why is the shoulder pad? I mean, maybe they all played rugby and they just want a shoulder check.
Maybe. I don't know. I gave my magical girl a shoulder pad, but that's because she tackles people.
Yeah. If they don't do a lot of tackling, I guess they don't need it. My number 20 is RPM.
Oh, you're not going to like me on this one.
Okay.
My number 20 is the first movie Suits.
Okay. All right. No, that's fine.
You said RPM?
Yep.
Okay.
My number 19 is Beast Morphers.
My number 19 is RPM.
Okay. So RPM. do you want to talk about Yellow's honky nose first?
Yeah, how Yellow's helmet looks like a big clown face.
It's got a big nose on it that you could boop.
I cannot tell, because on their chest they have an emblem, which I've already said I don't love that idea. And I cannot tell from her emblem what that is supposed to be.
I don't know what she's supposed to be. We're pretty sure that Blue is supposed to be a lion.
Yep. No, and green is a shark, and I don't understand why they didn't swap those.
Yeah, a green lion would make a lot more sense. They already did it, and they already did a blue shark, but they did it because they work, you know?
Yeah.
Black is probably a wolf.
That's if I had to guess.
I like Black's helmet, I think, the most, but it doesn't look like it came from this show.
Yeah. And then also, Red has that weird yellow nose on. I know it's a beak.
It's a beak because it's a bird.
That the thing with Power Rangers that really gets me a lot of the time with the suits is when you add a color to them. So now there's like more yellow than any other color throughout the five.
Yeah. And like, to be fair, like there's a gold coming off on. Oh, that's the other thing is green and black have like gold accents. Also, their boots are the same color as their pants. Whatever.
No, and they have white gloves.
And they have white gloves.
Knock these suckers to the bottom.
It happens a lot. I do really love their like 3-point harness. I don't know why I like that so much.
Because they go so fast.
Also, their ears are wheels.
These suits are like pretty good turbo suits.
Yeah.
Like, these would be good for like a spoofy season. Yeah, I don't know what the RPM Sentai is.
It's racing animals. I don't know.
But yeah, if that was also like a goofier series like Car Ranger was, I think these suits would work very well.
Oh, this is like the darkest series, actually.
I know it's the darkest Power Rangers, the darkest Sentai too.
I don't know about Sentai, but I don't think it is the darkest Sentai, but it's the darkest Power Rangers series, and they got little wheels for ears.
Yeah.
And they got a big honking nose on the yellow one.
I cannot get over that yellow helmet just being like, "Hey everybody, I'm here to have some fun."
Green also looks pretty good. Hold on a second. The picture we have, Green's crotch is doing something.
There's some kind of hole?
I think he sprung a leak in his pants. This is the other thing is sometimes they put a little more work into certain suits than others, and you can see the angle of the entire dangle on some of them. It's very strange. But that's RPM. Next up is, what was that?
This is number 18.
18. So next up for me is Alien Rangers.
I have Jungle Fury here.
Okay. My number 17 is Jungle Fury.
Okay.
So we can talk about Jungle Fury. What is your 17?
My number 17 is Beef Morphers. Beef Morphers.
Beef.
Beast Morphers.
Beef Morphers.
So we can also talk about them.
I'm trying to find.
You had Jungle Fury for what?
I had Jungle Fury for 17.
17. Where did you have Beast Morphers?
Beast Morphers is 19.
Okay.
So let's talk about Jungle Fury first. I don't dislike it. I think this might actually be the line for me.
My first line when we were starting was the first movie. That was my, like, is it better or worse than this one?
Wow, you put it really low, though, for your line dropped very far, I guess.
My problem with Jungle Fury is no belts. And that freaks me out. They look like nude suits.
They do. Oh, man. When we were doing some Google image searches earlier, we found the Train Rangers with nothing on them, just the suits. And they just look naked. And it looks like I shouldn't be watching it. Like, I feel like I intruded on them in that.
Yeah. But sorry. I didn't mean to walk in on you here.
Yeah, sorry. You're not finished morphing yet. I like the little side things. I think they look a little goofy on the yellow one, but she's a cheetah.
Yeah.
So, like, I kind of understand
that. But I don't understand why they would go with the line and not just the dot pattern.
Yeah.
I also, what is blue?
Blue is a jaguar. No. A tiger? I don't know. There are okay. three different big cats.
I don't know why they gave those two lines, but red gets the cool stripes.
I don't know. Red looks the coolest for sure.
Need a belt.
You do need a belt to bring it together. Where do you keep your morpher? On your wrist?
What is the morpher this season?
Probably a cell phone. It was a cell phone for a hot minute in the middle there. It's just cell phones all the way down.
And I don't... It's too much color. There's no white to break any of this up.
Yeah, even their like their gloves and boots match, but there's...
But they're all color.
Boots are all color.
And I don't like the little tiny boots.
Here's the thing. I love the little boots because they're little kick pads. They got little tiny kick pads, which is just a Jake Mason sweet spot. So,
but if you add some weight to the suits, throw a belt in there to kind of break them up a little bit, I think they would be very good because those helmets are pretty...
The helmets are really rad. If we were just ranking helmets, that would be a whole separate thing because helmets oftentimes
save some suits.
Yeah, for sure. I agree that like that there's like a couple easy fixes. And again, there's like some extra rangers. There's like a bunch of extra rangers. And they all look similar but different. They got a lot else going on.
Yeah.
So we're just going with the regular ones. I do love those little kick pads. Little tiny booties. Next up is Go Busters, you said?
Beef Morphers.
Beef Morphers. Beef Morsters. So, I had these a little lower than you. I really like the idea of the suit, if that makes any sense.
That makes sense.
Like, they look like secret agents. Like, they look like a strike force, you know?
Yeah. I think that's what they are, right? Aren't they some kind of, like, special forces?
Yeah, sort of. Something like that. Okay, we got an email explaining it, and I just have not looked it through yet. I did a while ago, but... I haven't looked at it since. Here's the thing I really like is their gloves and their boots match, but yep. They are not the same color as their pants.
No.
So I don't love a pants, but they work on this one because of the glove and boots.
Yeah, they work for this season. The helmets are... That Red Ranger helmet, pretty cool.
Pretty good.
That Yellow Ranger helmet loses me.
I don't know why the bunny eyeballs are above sunglasses. They have, first of all, they all have sunglasses, which is very good.
Oh, yeah, they're secret agents.
And then this one might be a gorilla. I think the blue one's a monkey.
Maybe.
I'm not 100% sure. I dig it. I even like the yellow one, to be completely honest, but I don't know why there's... I don't like when the helmet like design has something, the same thing that the helmet theme has.
Yeah.
So I don't like when like they have eyeballs and then they have definitive eyeballs for sunglasses.
I think that's the problem, especially on the yellow one where they're big circle glasses.
Yeah.
That really loses me. I do like the silver stripes down the sides. I think that breaks it up really good.
Yeah.
Especially with the black belt. And these are like the opposite Megaforce where their jackets come down a little below their waist instead of their pants
going up.
That's all
I'm looking for. Yeah. And what I really like is that it transfers right into the skirt for the Yellow Ranger, but it doesn't, it's not like... Also, a skirt. It's like it's just like a longer jacket, kind of.
Yeah.
And I really like that. I don't know what these two extra rangers are. They look bizarre. They look like Beetleborgs. So, I mean, we're not talking about them anyway, but that's just a picture we have. But yeah.
Overall, I think I like these.
I think the shoulder holsters are also very good. I don't know if that's actually what they are, but that's what they look like, and I'm into that. But yeah, I mean, there's just like a couple of weird things that keep it from being great. And again, maybe in action, they'll look a lot better. But we'll have to wait for Beef Morphers on that. what number was that for you?
That's 17. We're on 17? 16.
My number 16 is Terp.
Okay. My 16 is Alien Rangers.
Okay. So let's do Alien Rangers first because they came first chronologically. Here's the thing I like about Alien Rangers. I think their helmets are very good.
Yeah, the helmets give them a lot of points here.
There's this little lightning bolt, like... shuriken kind of deal on their chest that I think works. I don't love it, but I think it works.
I think it works. I think if it was bigger, it would help a lot more. Because right now it's just kind of like a little patch.
Yeah, it's better than if it was smaller. If it was smaller, I think it would be very distracting. But also their boots are shorter and they have like longer boot cuffs that break up the boots and the pants. But also they have the same thing for their wrist cuffs and their gloves and boots match.
Yeah.
So like the wrist cuffs and the boot cuffs look a little weird, but they work because they're the same.
Yeah.
Like they have the theme, and I really like that.
They're very well coordinated.
Yeah. I also, again, I really like the helmets. Other than that, there's just not a lot to them.
Yeah, it's mostly just here's the color.
Yeah.
And like a lightning bolt. Even the helmets, they're all very similar, and I just really like how much like a team this looks. Just yeah. How similar they all are.
I also really like that. And like it's not like bad. It's not like blank. They're just like pretty uniform.
Yeah.
And I like that, but it's, you know, it's just there's other better outfits. And next is Terp that we're talking about.
Yeah.
So Terp, I think Terp actually rules secretly.
I don't. And I think a lot of it is because at least in the American footage, the suits are very loose.
Very loose suits in the American footage.
My biggest problem with them is all of the lines on the suits themselves. All of the thin black lines.
Yeah, that really makes it look like a costume and not a Power Ranger suit.
Yeah.
I like the helmets a lot. I think the helmets are great because they're car grills, which is
it sticks to the theme very nicely. I'll give them that.
And their belts got little headlights on them.
They also have the problem of everybody has a yellow square on their chest.
Yeah, it's fine, but then you hit yellow and right. It falls apart. It's the same thing with the in the Dino Charge ones. Their little shoulder thing has like a red brick in it. It's got a little red part, and it kind of looks weird on the red one because it fades into it. But yeah, I really like them, but I don't think they're great. is my problem with the Terp suits. My number 15 is Ninja Storm.
My number 15 is Samurai.
Okay. Did you say Ninja Storm yet?
I haven't, but I'm about to.
I'm about to say Samurai.
Okay, cool.
My number 14 is Samurai. So Ninja Storm was first. Let me try to find it in here. Here it is. They got sleeveys again.
Yep.
So it doesn't look bad. I think I really like the girl outfit because they got the pants.
I think that works much better than the guys do. And I don't know how you could tie that into the boys other than just giving them pants.
Give them shorts.
And if you just give them pants, I don't think I like that look.
I don't think I like the look that they're just pants, but maybe pull them in little shorts.
But if they did just have those like gray silver pants, then that also breaks up the boots.
Yeah, the Thunder Rangers, the Beetleborg Rangers, they got little knee pads, which I think are very good, but we're not talking about them because they're like supplementary Rangers. I like the symbol in the middle of the chest because they're each unique and they are big enough that they work.
Yeah, I don't love it. I don't hate them either because they are big enough and it's just like a big white symbol.
Yeah.
To kind of like just break the chest up and give some like attention to it.
Here's the center of the chest, yeah.
And they do have like white hand gloves and then their color cuffs come up about halfway.
Yeah.
Which I think that does tie into the boots very well. Again, that girl suit is...
it's so good.
Is way better than the boys.
The image we're looking at is from, I believe, Gokaiger, because it's got a timestamp in the corner. And the yellow one is the girl instead of... because the blue is the girl in the original in Ninja Storm. And this one has a yellow... the Navy Ranger is a girl in this picture. So again, I'm pretty sure it's Gokaiger, but the girl outfit looks boss. I wish they were just all girls this season and they could all look like that.
Yep.
Or put the boys in little shorts.
Yeah.
Give them little shorts. I don't, if anyone wants to sketch that up, how do Power Rangers look in shorts? Someone,
you know what? I don't think it would look very good.
I am noted shorts aficionado. I think it would look fine.
I do want to say real quick before we move away from them, I really like the helmets.
Helmets are very good.
They have that big gold emblem in the middle. It ties them all together very well.
But they are still like slightly different. They got different like visor shapes.
Yeah.
And mouth shapes, but the mouths are not a different color as their helmet. They're just like, they have an outline to show like, here's where it is, which is a very good call, unlike some others that we will come up against. but yeah, I also really like the helmets too. And these Beetleborg Rangers look rad, man.
They do look pretty cool.
So then next up is Samurai. I don't know why I picked these. I think I just like them more because they're all uniform. They're like, it's not like the, there's like the one good version with the girl and then the rest of them kind of have to deal with it. These all kind of look the same. And I think that's why I ranked them one above.
I think I bumped them below just because I'm not super fond of the helmet. Like, I like the designs on the helmets. I don't know. The Red Ranger one especially has always bothered me a lot.
Because the lines in the middle?
Just because the lines that go through it, and that, like, that's supposed to be your visor, and it's broken up into three segments.
I mean, that's about where the nose is, so, like...
But it's still, like, a solid line in your field
of
vision.
Yeah, it's not a great call. I do
boots
like
and
the,
gloves don't match. We know about that
already. Yeah, boots and gloves don't match. And they look weird, because they got, like, the black line on the end of the both of them, but, like, one is white and one is a color. So, like, it doesn't...
Yeah.
It's like you tried to match it, but you didn't. And that's maybe worse. The Sixth Ranger looks bad, I think.
I don't know what this gold and blue color combination is.
It's not great, but we're not talking about them. I just wanted to get my opinion in real quick. The Lotus on the chest, I don't like either. It's too small.
Yeah.
And if it was any bigger, it would look worse. But like, it's just a weird out of place thing.
It's just like a badge on their chest.
Yeah.
I don't love that. Like, I don't hate the suits. Like, they're number 15 on mine, so they're better than a lot of the other ones.
Yeah. Again, right now I'm thinking I should bump them down a lot because of like the number of things. But again, they got pants, which I don't love, but their jackets come down a little bit past it to make it look like they work. Like to make it look like a cohesive unit, which I kind of like. But I like the little like kimono sash gi kind of thing. I don't know what to call it, but I like that. I think that looks good. And I really like that the visors are bumped, like they're raised off of the helmet.
Yeah, I think that gives them a lot of
that's a lot of what I'm basing
good,
it off of.
Good, it gives them a lot of goodness.
A little good. It's like
it makes them
that,
good. It makes
that's
them that
a charm.
Good
that's
charm.
That it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the charm factor.
Yeah. You can't discount the charm factor. Power Rangers the movie 2017. Anything else?
No. All right. I don't think so.
My number 13 is Ninja Steel.
My number 13 is Zeo.
Oh. I'm so shocked I threw my phone on the ground. My number 12 is Dino Thunder.
Dino Thunder, okay.
Yes. Did you talk about Dino Thunder?
I have not yet.
Okay.
My number 12 is SPD.
My number 11 is SPD.
Okay. Let's talk about SPD.
All right. What is your number 11?
Time Force.
Time Force? Okay. That's rude, but okay. I think these helmets rule school. These are the helmets I kept talking about when I would say, like, oh, I saw a helmet recently that I liked.
It's these.
All their hands are in front of the next one's helmet in this picture, so you can't really tell. But
and the one that's in the foreground is cut off.
It's cut off. but I think it really works. Here's my one problem I have is that their numbers are out of order in this picture. That's you know,
yeah,
that's fine. I love the number on the side and the black arm. I think that looks really cool.
I, in theory, love that a lot. I think, for me, it really only works with one. The other ones
with red?
The other ones get a little iffy for me. Just the shapes coming off of them are a little wonky.
I think the only one I dislike is five, because it's got this, like, the five marker, like, just
yeah,
going through her armpit.
Yeah, and then it's just, like, a hard straight line down the middle.
They could have, like, moved it in a little bit on one. I like two a lot, and I like three a lot, and four is just like a four. Like, there's not a lot you can do with that.
I would like it better if it was just, I don't know, maybe if it was just like ridges coming out of it. Like, one has one spike, two has two.
If it was just the one, but it just kept bumping, it kept having like little spikes, that would look good.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it would look bad. I don't know.
Can you scroll this picture down? Can you see boots?
Yeah, their boots look like they're the same color as their...
I think that was a lot of minus points for me, is because they have the little gloves that don't match the boots.
The little gloves work on this because they have the hard cuffs.
That's true. That does look okay.
That's the only thing I really, really like about the gloves. I don't mind a little glove, but I like them to be longer.
I did not even notice that SPD badge above their like right breast.
I didn't either.
Until right now.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't like that very
much. Those are definitely American ones, because I don't know what it's called in... I don't know what the Sentai is called, but it's...
it's not SPD.
It's not SP. It's not... it's Space Patrol Delta, I think.
Space
Police Department Ranger. The Sentai. It's Space Sentai police department ranger. That's not it. I don't know what else to say. I do really genuinely love the one arm.
That one arm is
being black.
Is slick.
Is really, it's a good look.
I just wish they broke it off in the midsection in a better way, personally, for me.
Yeah, I can understand that. And again, the helmets are very good in a better picture. I think you can kind of tell what I like about them in blue, where it kind of like comes up.
Yeah.
Like the face part comes up off the helmet a little bit, but not in a way that like makes it look like they're two pieces that they just glued together.
Yeah, and the way they come up make their eyes look, I don't want to say angry, but just like they look like they're going to fight. Like,
yeah.
Serious, whereas someone like Justin's helmet in Turbo, just the shape of his visor just makes him look worried all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's SPD. I like him. Next up for me is at 10, I have Hyperforce.
I have Ninja Steel here, so we can talk about Ninja Steel.
Yeah, let's talk about Ninja Steel. You ranked him pretty high. Okay, so they have the opposite problem where the boots are white, but the gloves are the color of their suits.
Yeah.
Also, the girls have little shoes. The girls have, like, tennis shoes on instead of boots.
They have little shoes, but their pants make them look like go-go boots.
Yeah, so you would think that the cuff part would be farther up the leg, but I guess that would be very annoying.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why they would put them down there, but I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a better way to design that, I think.
For sure.
My main problem, I like the overall look of them. I really like the sash, which is out of character for me, I think.
Yeah, I did not think I would like the sash, but I think it works.
And I like the sleeves on this one because it ties into the sash.
And like the little V-neck.
Yeah.
Like it kind of all works together. And yeah, with the sash, I think the sleeves make sense.
My major problem with this is that white ranger. And that she is not a black or green ranger instead.
Yeah, and they've had, like, in Wild Force, there's a white ranger, and she does have pink accents, but there's not also a pink ranger there. So,
yeah.
Like, it's just weird that the one ranger that doesn't have the white accents has pink accents, which I get, like, it's a girl, so we put pink accents on her. But I feel like you could have just inverted the sash and made all of her accents black.
Yeah.
And that would have looked a lot better.
Or even if you just make her green, you can keep all the white accents.
Exactly.
And she'll tie right into the rest of the group.
Just make her green and then everything works and it's fine. But instead, here we are.
Because that's the other thing too. If you make her a black ranger, you run into the same problem.
You gotta
where
flip
now
all
her
the
sleeves
colors,
and
yeah.
Stuff match. So if you're gonna introduce white as a design choice to the suits at large, or the same thing with black, you can't have that also be a color ranger,
right,
or they're going to stick out from the rest of the team. And I think this suffers a lot from that.
And it happens a lot, too. Like, this yellow ranger, like, they all have gold belts, and this yellow ranger also has a gold belt. Like, there's a couple times, like, the alien rangers don't, like, the yellow one does not have a gold belt.
Yeah,
like,
the yellow
black
one,
belt.
And that one is black, yeah.
Yeah, it's just to, like, counteract it, which, like, would be fine for the pink on the yellow, on the white one, if it was a different color.
Yeah.
Like, if it was, like, also gold or something else. But, like, the pink is just, like, it's another girl, right? Did you get it?
Yeah, and I think those bracers, if they were white on all of the rangers,
would look very good.
That would look very good.
I do love the bracers, though.
I like the design of them a lot.
I just say, also, let's talk about their visors for a second. One of them is an Iron Cross.
Yep.
The Red Rangers is, because this is Shinkenger, or no, not Shinkenger.
Shurikenger.
This is Nininger.
Nininger.
So they're like shurikens, and most of them would stick into things. The yellow one is definitely like a blunt shuriken where like it's supposed to hit you and knock you out rather than stab you.
I don't know if the helmet visors need to be shurikens. And the design of the sash needs to be a shuriken.
I don't think they do. I don't know.
I don't know what else you do for the visors. Like, as a general rule, I do not dislike these visors. I think these helmets look pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what they're going for. And the blue one looks like a Triceratops.
The blue one super duper looks like a Triceratops. The only one I dislike, because I even like the square one on the yellow, I just don't like the Iron Cross on the red one. It just looks bad. It just looks like a Templar thing. Like,
yeah.
I am from the ancient order of Power Rangers, which I would be down for as a separate thing. But I don't know. I'm not into that visor. I do really like the rest of the visors, though. I think they work very well for me. But, again, you don't need both the thing on the sash and the helmet.
Right.
But here we are. So next up for me is In Space.
Number 9 for me is Operation Overdrive.
So number 8 for me is Zeo.
Okay. Number 8 for me is Mystic Force.
Okay, so we can talk about Zeo. Josh,
Yeah.
Air your grievances, because you put it pretty low.
I did. I don't like how busy that chest piece is.
Okay.
It bothers me a lot, and I don't like the solid color helmets with the big shape visors. Red and yellow bother me especially.
Yellow is unfortunate. And,
yeah.
And red, I think, is fine, but, like, the yellow one, like, the line is right where your eyeballs are.
Yeah.
my big problem.
And then the pink one is like a big aquarium opening.
Yes. Yeah, it's huge. My big problem with these is that the mouths are the same color as the helmet.
Yeah. If they just grayed up that mouth area, I think this would bump up quite a bit.
Or no mouth, just a solid rest of the helmet. But they didn't do that. Other than that, I love these. I like how gaudy the chest piece is, because they're like ancient civilizations, and I just think it looks very cool. There's like, I know it's very busy, but I think it makes it look unique, especially coming off of, for us, the Alien Rangers.
Alien Rangers.
and then before that, we had the same Power Ranger suits for 3 years.
Right.
So like, it's just so different that like I really latched onto it. I had a real hard time divorcing my feelings from the suits from the show.
Yeah, I mean, this is my favorite season. I did not have that problem because I've never really liked these suits at all.
See, I just love the suits because I like, it was like it was the second time Power Rangers became important. Like, Power Rangers is always important to me, but it was like, oh, they're different now. I have to see this. And so that, like, that's why they kind of latched onto me. But I did try to like separate that. I just genuinely like the like ancient civilization filigree of the thing. So that's why I put it that high. The mouths need to go, though.
Yeah, they're just, those pouty lips are just very awkward. Yeah.
I also do love that their helmets are just shapes, because I think the idea that they're just shapes is... It's power.
I like the concept. The only one really that works for me...
is green.
Is green.
Yeah. Green works, looks the best, but I don't know, something about them, because they each have their own, like, how many points are there? Technically, yellow and pink don't have points, but there's, like, bars.
How do you do a one-pointed shape?
A circle.
You can't.
You know?
I mean, yeah, it has to be a circle.
How do you do two? Two circles. but I genuinely like that. I got no other complaints about them. The belt is a little weird. Not the belt itself, the belt buckle is a little weird to me, because it's like their symbols in a circle, and it just doesn't look like how a Power Rangers thing should work. But, I mean, it is, so I'm fine with it. Number 7 for me is Operation Overdrive.
Okay. 7 for me is Hyper Force, so that gives us 2 to talk about.
All right, cool. We can... you had Overdrive too already?
Yeah, Overdrive is number 9 for me.
All right, let's talk about Overdrive first. See if I can find Overdrive. There it is. These suits are very good.
They're so good.
They're super good. The picture we have up also has the 6th Ranger, which is just a VR trooper.
The Chrome Ranger.
This racing stripe down the middle is awesome. The chrome accents really work.
They work very
the
well.
Boots,
without those chrome accents, like the cuffs on the boots and the gloves and the little bits on the shoulders,
it would not be as good.
They would fall apart.
Their helmets look weirdly retro-futuristic. They look like 70s future helmets to me.
Their helmets are car grills done right.
They're car grills done right, but they also could be like future spaceships,
which I love.
I just think everything looks pretty good. Also, this symbol is very good.
Their belt buckles are like radiators.
Yeah.
God, these are so cool.
Too bad this season apparently is the dirt worst.
That's a damn shame to these suits.
Yeah, that's a crime. Also, I love this symbol. It's like a compass, but it's an O. I just
realized Red's is opposite.
Red's is opposite because he's more important than everybody else.
That's a little weird to me that the red is on the bottom of the arrows for him instead of the other ones being that way.
I think that's a weird charm point for me.
Okay.
Because it's like, you know, everyone else is like, oh, we're going north. He's like, oh, I'm going south. I'm different. But like, it's like he's going down, so it's like the negative version of the other ones. I don't know.
Is this supposed to be like a speedometer kind of thing?
I think it's a compass because they are explorers.
Okay.
And they find they're again from their theme song, the same five rangers looking for the same five stones.
Right.
So,
Operation Overdrive.
I've had that stuck in my head for 2 hours now. It's the worst.
The suits rule, so if the season is bad, at least we get these suits.
At least we can look at the suits. Special shout out to I think the Black Ranger. I think that one looks just so tight. But apparently the Black Ranger is like a bad person in real life. So a lot of man, Overdrive is gonna be a rough chuckle.
Yeah.
Next up for we can talk about Hyperforce.
Yeah, Hyperforce was number 7 for me.
All right, let's talk about Hyperforce. So the image we have up is the Peter Sedarsu's designs. He designed them, by the way.
He did.
First person to play two different rangers, because he plays Preston in Ninja Steel and Marv, I believe is his name. I have not seen a minute of Hyperforce.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Everyone looks like they're having fun. Looks like, according to like everyone I've talked to, it's a very fun, charming, cool time. Paul Schreier gets to play a Power Ranger, which is just infinity points from me.
Yeah.
Christina V, I believe, is the Black Ranger. They got a girl Black Ranger, which is rad.
Yeah.
It's Christina V, who I don't know from basically anything. She's a voice actress, but she did a cover of a My Hero Academia song in English that's very good. So there's that. I'm going to just go sit over in a nerd corner for a while. So if anyone excuse me, let's talk about how good these suits are though.
Okay. There's two things about this I think that hold it down for me.
Okay.
It's the black boots and gloves, that I feel like should be white boots and gloves. And it's the right sleeve also is black. I feel like if the right sleeve was their color and then their left sleeve and that design in the middle was black,
right,
that would be exactly what my problem with SPD was made, but the fixed way I want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I love is the little separation on the side, on the right side, is a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
It's like, and it looks like the Power Rangers lightning bolt silhouette, which is awesome. I also wish that the right sleeve was that color. I like the boots being black because like the fingers, the fingies on the gloves are black.
I think my problem with them being black is that there is a Black Ranger.
Yeah. And
so all of her design elements just run into the suit.
She could have been green too. A lot of problems is if you decide to have black be a major element, you should just make it a Green Ranger.
Yeah. If you decide to have a Black Ranger and you're dead set, this needs to be a Black Ranger. Your secondary color needs to be white.
Yeah.
Because it won't work with black.
But here's the thing, and this is like, so they are playing, Hyperforce is like Time Force a couple years later. It's like 10 years after Time Force, in like the year like 3016 or whatever. So like, there's a lot of little, like, so the like arrow on the side is like the Time Force helmets.
Yeah.
Which I like. The diamonds on the boots kind of remind you of MMPR. Their helmets are my only problem. I think the helmets look good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But their helmets are designed based on the Greek Titans. Who are the bad guys of that story?
Okay.
So that's my only problem, is a metatextual part.
I can't discern anything from these. The Red Ranger looks like Jason's helmet to me from here.
It's like a lion.
The only thing I can really tell is that yellow is a ram.
Yellow's a ram.
And I really, really like that one.
Definitely look up like good renderings of the helmets. They look great. But again, it's like, they're Titans. They're Greek Titans, which were the villains. So that's my only problem with it. Other than that, I think the suits are very good. Now that we talked about them, I feel like I should have bumped them up a little higher. But, you know, that's how everything goes when we rank stuff like this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's that for Hyperforce. I wish every episode wasn't 3 hours long. That would be better for me. Okay, my number 6 is Super Mega Force.
I have Dino Thunder here.
Okay, well, I already said Dino Thunder, so let's talk about them. Where are they? There they are. A lot of good stuff. I had them ranked kind of low, not low, at number 12. So about halfway, a little over halfway up the line. What do you like about them so much?
I honestly don't know. I'm looking at them and they're very busy. There's a lot of like the teeth diamonds going up the legs and up the arms, and I should hate that, but I feel like these suits pull it together extremely well.
You know what it is? It's a belt.
It's the belt.
It's the belt. Because this is kind of the same thing that the Jungle Fury ones have going on, but no belt. But these have belt.
And these Rangers have colored boots, but there's so much white on the suits themselves that I feel like the colored boots are a good choice, because if those were white, they'd be too much.
Right. Well, also, the gloves are the same color. So it works out. And they're short gloves, but they have the wrist cuffs that kind of break it up.
Yeah.
In a way that I think is more satisfying.
It looks
than
like
if
they're morphers on their wrists.
I'm pretty sure. They all have the same symbol, which I like, in the middle.
Yeah.
Here's the reason I ranked them as low as I did. I think they ranked very high. Here's the exclusive reason. They got little tiny eyeballs.
See, I don't mind the eyeballs. I mean, the Mighty Morphin suits have little eyeballs on them.
Yeah, but I feel like these ones are just like little tiny eyeballs. I don't know.
I get they are a little beady. Those don't bother me. I like the visors. I feel like they're maybe a little too thin.
I think that too.
And I'm looking at it now. You can only really see it in yellow in the picture that we have up, but they do have little mouth grooves.
Yeah.
I like that a lot,
but
too.
Yeah, it's an impression of a mouth, but it's no pouty kissy lips.
I like the helmets a lot just because you can tell what they are by looking at them.
Yeah.
But they're not overdone.
Yeah, they are.
It's back to basics. Yeah, back to basics. Like, this is a T-Rex because it's vaguely the head shape, and here's its teethy mouth.
Again, my problem, little beady eyes, and I don't dislike them. They're just, they look a little goofy to me. Cause like, if you look at the red one, it's like, hey everybody, I'm a dinosaur. Hey y'all, I'm back. A dinosaur story.
So, I really dig these. I'm into these.
They're very
a lot.
Good. Next up for me, number five is Mystic Force.
Five for me is In Space.
Okay, well, we can talk about both of them. So let's talk about In Space first. So they're great, right?
Yeah, I have one single problem with them. I'm sure you can tell what it is now that we've gone through the list a little bit.
Is it the little yellow on
the
collar?
The little yellow neckline.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. A lot of people don't love the color bars in the middle. I love them.
Them a lot, especially because it's each Ranger color on every Ranger.
Yeah, there's nothing different. The yellow could be white, and the problem would solve itself, right?
Yep.
And it would fit with everything. Boots and gloves match. I love the envelope belt buckle.
Yeah.
Also, these are not my favorite. I don't know if they're my favorite helmets. They might be my favorite helmets.
I think these are my favorite helmets. If you take the weird little hologram out of the black circle on the top.
Yeah.
And it's just like a solar panel.
Yeah.
These are my favorite.
They're so good.
No question.
This is the first time I realized that the helmets were the same but different. Like they were like.
Yeah, they have like different sides to the
shape. Yeah, it's just like a little bit different on the sides. And I love that. Because like before then you had like Turbo, which are pretty different. Then Zeo, very different.
Yeah.
Mighty Morphin, very different. These ones are like pretty much the same, but a little bit different, a little bit personalized. I really like that.
Yeah. And I really like the little stripe of white on the shoulders to kind of break up the arms. I think it helps break the color up and stops it from being too overpowered.
It implies like a shoulder pad without having a shoulder pad.
Yeah.
It's the best part of a shoulder pad, which is accenting the shoulders, without the worst part of a shoulder pad, which is making them big.
Yep.
But yeah, it's good. It's really good. I ranked it at number 9. I put it below Zeo, mostly just because of how much I like the stupid filigree on the chest piece.
Zeo.
I just love those so much. Maybe right now I would flip them, looking at them again. Again, when you make the list, you always do it bad.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they're the In Space Rangers. They rule. What else can you say?
Not much.
It's a season premiere. So I super duper love the Mystic Force. Everything about Mystic Force is the greatest, and everyone talks crap about it.
Yeah, before we talk about these suits.
We want to talk about this big gold man?
This big gold man rules.
What is Loyax's baby boy doing here?
Oh, it's like the
kid Loyax.
The bastard child of Loyax and the Magna Defender.
Yeah, I am here for it. Also, the girls have white pants, but it's after the skirts. You can't really tell in the picture we're looking at because they're kneeling down.
Yeah.
Which I think works.
I think it does in this case.
Them.
I think they work pretty
the
well.
The lines coming down the pants is so choice.
Yeah.
It is so good.
They're gloves and boots are all the same color as their suits, but those lines, those black and gold lines running down the suit, break them up so well that you don't need white on the accents.
Yeah, here. You don't need it. They have a little bit at the collar, and they have capes, which is so good.
More Power Rangers need capes.
Give them capes.
2018, Power Rangers in capes.
Power Rangers in capes 2K18. I like all of the helmets, too, because they are each like an animal, and they are kind of like the abstract version of that animal, and I think it really works for me.
These visors, these helmets in general, are so good.
It's so good. Everything about Mystic Force is so good. And then they have a big gold man.
They have just a giant gold man.
They got the Loyax Defender.
And he has a giant gold cape.
He's got a big gold cape. He's got a big gold belly button. I don't know. I've never heard of this boy before.
This is the first I've ever seen him. He has like one horn coming off the left side of his crown helmet.
I don't know. He's great. I can't wait for this.
He kicks ass.
Everything about this is so good. And everyone just is like, Mystic Force is bad because the theme song is secretly so great. And I hate it though. Because I have bad taste.
You ranked it so low that first time and you regret it every day.
Look, it is literally maybe my favorite. I don't know what else you can say about Mystic Force other than like,
They're clean and rad.
Good choice. Yep. Good choices all around. So next up, my number four is Time Force.
Okay. My number four is Super Mega Force.
Okay, so let's talk about Time Force, because you ranked it criminally low, I would say.
I ranked it number 11.
11. That's fair.
My major problem with them is the colored visors on black helmets.
I love that.
I hate that.
I love that. Because it's the inverse of every other one. And I think it works because if you look at the symbol on their chest, it mirrors it.
It does.
Which I like.
I don't know. I guess I'm just conditioned for the black part's the visor and the color part is the helmet that I feel like they can't see. And they look like giant blindfolds.
I mean, look, the technology, this is the year 2001. The technology was there. I think the belt is the most crucial part of this outfit.
Yeah.
Because without it, they would look naked. But I think the belt, it's a little high, but it works really well.
These just feel, they feel kind of bland to me.
I think they're very simple.
They are simple.
But I like that.
I don't want to be like, I hate them because they're simple. There's something, they need like one more thing to really pop for me.
Oh, rollerblades.
They don't have it.
What about rollerblades and wings and a VR helmet?
That might help.
Well, stay tuned.
That's another thing we could rank as muscle butt
muscle
suits.
Muscle butt suits. It's very simple. I like that the accent color is silver for everything except for a little chest part.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I love them. I think they are, without being the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger suits, the platonic ideal of Power Ranger suits for me.
Right.
So that's why I have them so high, because I just love... Also, and again, I tried to separate my feelings, but, like, I know who's under these suits, and I love them all. I love all these children. They are precious, and I just couldn't get past that.
I feel like those belts might be a little high up.
They're a little high up, but I feel like that is just because there's nothing else going on.
Yeah, that's true.
That they are like, here's what the top half of them is, here's what the bottom half is. It does make it look like they have a very long crotch. But yeah, I don't know. I love it. I can see your complaints, but I love the colored visor.
I mean, it definitely sets them out. They're the only season I'm aware of that has done that.
Yeah.
It's just not for me.
Well, that's fair. Guess what? In a little while, you just have to deal with it.
I'll live. If the season's good, I don't care if every suit is Mega Force.
yeah. Well, hey, let me tell you something. That's a good one. next is Super Mega Force was yours?
My number four, yeah.
These are dope, right?
They're rad as
just
hell.
Just so dope. Minor complaints, first off.
Yeah.
Gloves and boots don't match, but they got pants, which makes it kind of work.
Yeah, it kind of pulls them together pretty well, because there's the big black pants that go up under, there's like a shirt under their colored jacket.
Yeah.
So I think it all works pretty well.
I think what it is that their coats have little tails on them, like they come down to their hips.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of like leads you down to the boots.
Because I think on these ones, because there's so much black from the upper body into the pants, if the boots are white, that's not enough of the color.
That would look bad, yeah.
But if the gloves are the color, that's too much.
That's too. It's a fine line, and they are walking it.
Yeah.
These helmets are the best.
They're dope.
They are
they're
so good.
So cool.
They're pirate hats, but they're also like unique. Each one is like a little different shaped. Everything about this is just so rad.
And they have these like, I don't want to call them tear lines, but I don't know what else to call them, coming from the visors that separate out the mouth area of the helmet. And
why
did
no one else figure that out before?
Good God, that's so cool.
I can't wait to watch Super Mega Force and just be like, man, these suits are good, and that's their best every time is how good the suits are.
I am so pissed that is just Troy in there.
Yeah, it's just, hey, under here is just full, it's toe-to-tip ivory soap.
I can't believe they just carved a Power Ranger out of ivory soap.
And then put the raddest suit over it. So that's that. I think you guys have probably figured out the shape of the rest of it. My number three is the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers suit.
My number three is the ninja suit.
The
Mighty Morphin ninja suit.
We are worlds apart on our top.
It's so good. I just wish that was their Power Ranger suits for that season, because they're just so cool.
That would have worked a lot better.
It's so different, and I think it would have pulled that season out of a rut that they were stuck in at that point.
My problem with it, because I do generally like them, but I ranked it number 22, pretty low, because number one, Tommy's looks like a KKK outfit. That's a bad call. And number two, they don't spend enough time with the headband version, and they spend too much time with the full face mask version.
That's true.
I understand why.
Yeah.
So you can have the suit actors do it, and you can cover them up that way. I get it, and I'm fine with it. But the headband version is very good.
Yeah.
So
that's the version I ranked. That's the version I was thinking about when I put them up there. The major problem with them is that they're just for putty fights. They're a transition phase into morphing, and that they can't have the best version of it on without revealing their identities, and they didn't come up with a good way to fix that.
I feel like if that season would, and this would never have happened, if that season would have been the world tour season, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're just gone off fighting Vile or whoever. Was it Rita still? Is Rita and Zed doing a crisscross applesauce?
Right.
Then it would have been good, but it was still them in Angel Grove, so you can't just, like, take your mask off.
Yeah.
Even though everyone already knows.
But even if they just, I don't know, gotta just get rid of that whole total head wrap and just put something over the mouth. Just like...
Like a bandana
like
sort
a bandana
of thing?
Kind of looking thing over the mouth area. That keep the headband...
Good.
And I think you're good.
I think you're good. My only major the other thing that I don't like about them is that they look like Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Rather than Power Ranger suits. I did go as the white one for 2 years in a row, though. So, for Halloween. So, like, I do like them a lot. Not the full face mask version, obviously. I went with the headband.
What was your number three?
My number three is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
The TV show?
Yep.
Okay.
My number two is the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie.
My number two is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Well, let's talk about the regular one. Let's talk about the movie first.
Okay.
Okay.
My major problem, I figured this out as we were looking at this picture of it.
Yes.
My major problem with them is that the human people in these suits look like action figures with points of articulation.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I felt that way about a couple of the pictures we were looking at in the regular, like, spandex suits. I was like, that looks like a toy. Even
really?
Though they weren't. So I totally get it. How low did you rank the movie?
I put the movie at number 20.
Okay, well.
You put it at number two?
Number two.
Okay.
So here's what I love about him is it's armor, but it's not a suit of armor. It's clearly they're all doing lunges in this picture.
Yeah.
It's clearly very flexible. I love the.
Well, that's because they have 21 points of articulation.
They got so many points of articulation. I love that the helmets, even though you can't really tell, they have like a thing. Like, oh, two of them at least. The yellow has headlights, and then this one has a heat seeker. The red one has heat vision.
Yeah.
I wish we would have gotten to see what the other ones are. Hey, Boom Studios, if you want someone to write a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie comic book, I am your boy. I love it the most. I am the world's foremost expert on Ivan Ooze and Power Rangers movie. It's for me, it's like, hey, what if the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers suits, what if you turned up the rad on it? What if you took that rad meter and it's already at 10 and you broke that son of a gun off?
I don't like the emblems on the chest. I don't think it's necessary. I don't like that they got rid of the side diamonds and it's just the one white one in the middle. I don't like the color, like articulation points.
Hammer
in the
don't
boots.
Hurt them. I don't. Well, you ranked it low, so you have more problems with me. So that's fair, yeah.
I feel like because Mighty Morphin is my favorite good guy Power Rangers suit, I feel like it's just they mucked around too much with a classic and they took away all the stuff that I like about the original and just sexed it up for Hollywood.
They sexed it up for Australia. So let me address some of your concerns with my counter concerns.
Okay.
That aren't really concerns. They're things I like about them. The side diamonds, I do wish they would have stayed, but I don't think you would have been able to make it work on the chest pieces.
I think that's right. The way that this armor is, I don't think the side diamonds would have worked. I miss them a lot.
I think I prefer them. Don't get me wrong. I don't like the thing in the middle, but you need that there to show them changing later.
Right.
Because the helmets don't change. They should have, for the movie, you should have changed the helmets.
Yeah.
But you beefed it. You beef monstered it. And here we are. Other than that, I super duper totally love them. They also got little sandal thongs on the shoes.
I hate that so much. It goes down around the ankles like their feet bend in these two areas.
Yeah, and then they're like, here's where the titsies are. here's where that bone that you always hit on your end table is, Jake. And it's like, oh, thanks. I needed to know where that would be on a Power Ranger, I guess. I don't know. It's the dirt bike Power Rangers, and I love them. I won't sit here and have to defend myself. Moving on. Your number two was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers regular style.
That is correct. Yes.
So here's the thing about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers regular style. <That's> They are objectively the best, right?
Yeah, I mean, whoever designed this for the Sentai knocked it straight out of the park.
This is the 16th show.
Yeah.
So it's not like they had plenty of things to do before. And this is just like, they're like, hey, what if we just did dinosaurs? And they're like, okay. And then they went buck wild with the regular story.
Yeah.
Because if you're unfamiliar with Zyuranger, they are all ancient princes and princesses from 65 million years ago when they lived in dinosaur times alongside the dinosaurs. They each come from a different dinosaur tribe. Bandora comes back to Earth to kill all the children. That's what Zyuranger's about. So it's like weird. But they just threw together this suit and it made it perfect. Like the diamond motif is amazing.
It comes from like dinosaur teeth.
Which you don't get until like a while in.
Yeah.
Like when you're a kid, you're not like, oh, look, the diamonds. You know, you're like, oh, it's just, it's diamonds.
It's such an iconic look. It's such a good, simple design. The white diamond that goes across the chest, reaches to the back, and then that diamond pattern is repeated in the boots and the gloves, but as the color white.
Inverted. And it's so good.
And it just pulls this whole suit completely together. And then the side diamonds give you that like shoulder separation that we talked about in Space.
Yeah.
And these suits are just so satisfying.
And the helmets are maybe the best gimmick helmets. Because like the in-space ones aren't a gimmick. They're just like, here's a helmet. Right?
Right, yeah.
But these ones are like dinosaur things, but everything about it is so... It's simplified, but detailed enough that you get every bit of it.
They're just abstract enough that they look like the dinosaur or animal that they are supposed to be, but also just look like a helmet.
Yeah, if you aren't... And like the mouths are there, but they are silver, so they are like outlined, and they have their own thing going on, so it's not just like, here's some kissy lips on a helmet. Like everything about it works really well. I especially love the pink one is like slightly inverted for her helmet scheme. Not inverted, but there's like extra white on it to like kind of break it up. And I don't like that doesn't make any sense with the rest of them, but it works somehow.
It still fits in with them.
Because, again, there's enough white on the suit that it's just like, here's another little bit for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. Also, their holsters are maybe the most satisfying holsters, except for, I like the Time Force ones a lot because they're slung a little low, like gunslingers.
Yeah.
Not sure if that's on purpose or not. I haven't watched Time Ranger, but I just like that a lot. But yeah, I very much like everything going on here.
Yep.
We don't have a picture up of our last one. Our number one, I think, if you remember, if you have been playing the home game, my number one is the Psycho Rangers. What's your number one?
My number one is the Psycho Rangers.
Hey, it's crazy that they made a bad guy team for like a 6-episode arc of Mega Ranger that ended up being the absolute greatest suit.
Yeah.
All right, so I pulled up a picture. I don't know if you have a picture.
I can get one pretty quickly, I think.
So here's the thing about Psycho Rangers is every other one, with the exception of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, every other one has a thing about them that I can point to and be like, I don't like that. I don't like that one thing. Power Rangers, like the Mighty Morphin, is like the sole exception of the regular Power Rangers. There's nothing bad about the Psycho Rangers suits at all. Everything about them works for me. Even that weird little like white collar thing fits because of the hip and gauntlet and boot parts. Like it just is like, here's another protection area thing, which I just think everything works. They got this like Batwing Castlevania looking chest piece thing going on that I love. The helmets just look evil.
Yep. Yeah. It's those like fangs that come down over that gray mouth area.
I love the fangs.
It's just so perfect.
They got a lot of weird rivets in the middle, and I think that just makes them look like they're not, none of them are symmetrical.
Yeah.
It's just like, here's just some rivets. Like, they're in the same place, but they just like are a little off from each other, and I don't know why that works so well.
They're just super cool to look at.
If I did have a problem with it, it is that the Black Ranger, his color kind of fades in.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you couldn't have it be white because he's evil.
Exactly.
You know? Yep. So like it's totally,
and they are the mirror to a Power Rangers team with a Black Ranger.
Right,
so.
Yeah. Another thing that I really love is that the girls, the pink and yellow, nothing different.
Nope. They're exactly the same.
They're just the same costume. They're just, one's pink and one is yellow. But there's also one that's blue and one that's black and red. I absolutely love them. They are the greatest.
Yep.
Great job, Psycho Rangers. You did it.
You win.
You won.
You win the fight that matters, Psycho Rangers. Good job.
So, Josh, do you want to talk about some peoples that have sent us? Because like an hour ago, I was like, hey, we're recording soon. do you want to talk about other peoples first, or do you want to do the official ranking?
I need to put these in an order. So
okay.
That's going to take me a minute if we want to talk about what the people are saying.
Okay. So I'm just going to pop back to the start. First up is Joe, former guest of the show, friend of the show, Joe Hunter, said, these guys, and it's the Jungle Fury Rangers. A lot of people seem to like Jungle Fury Rangers. This is a much better picture than what we were looking at, because just straight on. Love those little kick pads. Lego Daniac. I just assume that's a person named Dan, if I had to guess. Unless your parents named you Lego, in which case, nice. said Magi Ranger for the clean lines, the black accents, the fighter symbols, and the capes, all the things that we said. And this is, again, a picture of them from the front, so you can see the girls' skirts that come down, and then there's like the white pants, but it still works because the lines go down to the bottom of the skirt. It's very good. Art Lee, another former guest of the show, says definitely Magi Ranger. And second place is Dino Thunder, third is Zio, fourth in space. All good answers. Jeff says my beloved tree hugging kids, and it's the Wild Force ones. Sorry we ranked them so low. Again, these are not official rankings.
Yeah.
You know? So like,
I'm not sorry I ranked them that low. That's how I feel about them.
Every time we do like a ranking thing, I just know there's some people who are like, that one's my favorite, and you guys put it at the bottom. And
right.
Like, I do feel bad about that, but like at the same time, like our opinions are not your opinions. So like,
yeah,
you know, you guys get it. You're cool. Yeah. They're, I don't know what it is. They're just something not special about it to me. And I don't know. And that's worse than being bad.
Yeah.
So there's that. Alan, former guest of the show, our very, very good friend, says Mystic Force, and then probably Zio, and then, of course, MMPR. The first instance of MMPR is four people in. next up is from Riley, who says, don't let people downplay how good the turbo suits are. Those helmets are cash. That's my favorite part of the turbo ones. And Super Mega Force is actually dope as bleep. two, now that I'm looking at them, they very much are. And I don't know if the Hyperforce counts, but they are rad as well. Yes, Hyperforce is also very good. Next is from Bibbs. It says, top ones are MMPR, Alien Rangers, and InSpace. The less detail and cleaner lines the suits have, the better they are. Wish the InSpace suits didn't have the yellow fringe and the rainbow squares, but trivial issues. Again, I love the rainbow squares. Don't love the yellow fringe, but it's like so nebulous. Alberto says, number one, MMPR. Number two, InSpace. Number three, Samurai. Number four, Ninja Storm. And number five, Beast Morphers. So he's all ready for Beef Moisters.
Beef Moisters.
Beef Moistures. Oh, no.
What did I do?
Matt Hoadley, our friend, former guest of the show, says, I've got to push my Goo-Goo Cop Rangers from SPD. Those suits are fantastic. The helmets are slick, and their upgrade is perfectly practical. Didn't look at the upgrade. So it sounds like they're pretty cool. Very excited about that. Next up is from Christina, our friend, who says, my favorite suits are the original MMPR, classic, dynamic, Time Force, dynamic, nice individual themes. That's what I like about them, is they're just very subtly individual. Ninja Storm, good use of supplementary color, and Dino Charge, nice asymmetry and cool colored armor aspects. Troy says, Ninja Storm, especially the Green Samurai, which we didn't include, but it is like the ninja version of Tommy.
Yeah. Which that's the season they were going to do Hexagon with, right?
They were going to do Hexagon with that one. And Tommy was going to end up being the Green Ranger again.
I feel like that would have worked with the design of the Green Ranger for that season.
Yeah. SPD makes a very strong case in several areas, basic, upgraded, and both extra Rangers. That's from Ross Butler, former guest, our buddy. Again, don't know what the upgraded or the other ones look. I know the other one is like a dog ranger and a cat ranger, which is not weird for a cop series, but weird.
A cat is kind of weird for a cop series.
I mean, like, look, here it is what it is. But I'm very excited to see all of the upgraded stuff for SPD now. It's got a lot of good praise. All right, Josh, got those rankings?
I got them. You ready?
I am ready.
All right. There are, because of a couple ties where we ranked within one of each other.
Okay, yeah.
There are 23 total rankings because I just lumped ties into one.
Okay.
So number 23 is the new movie suits.
Yep.
With a whopping total of the bare minimum two points. 22 is Wild Force with 4 points.
Okay.
21 is our first tie, Lightspeed Rescue and Mega Force with 7 points.
Okay.
Number 20 is Lost Galaxy with 11. 19 is Dino Charge with 14. 18 is a tie, and this one is interesting the way it shook out. A tie between RPM and Turbo for 17 points.
Okay.
The two car themed suits. Number 17 is Jungle Fury with 21 points. 16 is Beast Morphers with 20 points.
Beef Moisture.
Ugh. Oh, what evil did I unleash on the world?
Look, in 9.5 years, we're just going to have a lot of fun with Beef Moisture.
Number 15 is Alien Rangers with 22 points. 14 is a tie between Ninja Storm and Samurai with 27 points each. Number 13 is the Mighty Morphin Ninja Suit, 31 points.
Okay.
Number 12 is Ninja Steel and SPD, tied with 33 points.
Okay.
Number 11, sorry, Jake, to knock this out of the top 10, is the first movie with 34 points.
We were so close. I gave it literally one way from the most points I could give it.
It was very close, because the first suit in the top 10 with 35 points is Zio.
Okay.
Number 9 is Dino Thunder, has 38 points.
All right.
Number 8 is Hyper Force with 39 points.
Good showing for Hyper Force.
Number 7 is Operation Overdrive.
God, those suits are so good.
With 40 points. Number six is Time Force with 41. So again, I kept that one out of the top five.
Kept it out of the top five. I did my best.
Number five is In Space with 42 points.
Okay.
Number four is Mystic Force with 43 points.
Mystic Force, just like, I think it's going to be the best season of Power Rangers.
It looks like, from everything we can see.
And hear it, from that dope theme song.
Yeah, sure. It definitely looks like it would be a very good season. Number three with 46 points is Super Mega Force.
Okay.
Number two with 51 points are the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And number one with the maximum of 54 points is the Psycho Rangers.
Psychos. So what you can do now is send in your lists of what your favorite suits are ranked. No guarantees that we'll ever compile them. We said that we would do that with the theme songs and never did. Just not going to make a promise on this one. But if you just want to figure out what yours are and send them in, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I'd love to see them.
Send them to our Twitter or email them to us. Either way.
Even from those tweets we got, they're drastically different from what we think.
Yeah, and drastically different from like what I was expecting, too.
Yeah, from our list, I'm even surprised at how close they were in general.
Yeah, there were a couple. So I accidentally ranked, I don't want to say accidentally, I think I ranked three of the Ninja seasons together. Yeah, Ninja Storm, Samurai, and Ninja Steel were all next to each other.
Yeah.
The only one that was different, Alien Rangers was a little farther down, and the Ninja Suits was a little farther down.
Yeah.
So I put all like the karate, the martial arts based ones right next to each other. Because like a lot of times comparing the two, I would be like, all right, this has the same design element as that. Do I like it better or worse? I like it better. Oh, I don't like it better than the thing I have above that though. So
right,
they
exactly.
Kind of all fell in the same place. But yeah, send us yours. I'm interested in seeing what everybody thinks. What is like the one that you came out of this liking the most that you didn't expect to? Like, what's the dark horse that just like popped out of nowhere? Because for me, it's Operation Overdrive.
It's Operation Overdrive, for sure. I don't think any other ones really caught me by surprise. I was kind of caught by surprise how much I did like Dino Thunder.
Yeah.
Because looking at it, I should hate that suit.
It's everything you didn't like about other ones.
Yeah.
But it's just like, sometimes that works.
But they pulled all the bad things together in a really good way that works.
Yeah. Also, a special shout out to Peter Cesarsu, who designed the Hyperforce ones himself, because those are really good suits. Yeah. So that's it. We've been doing this for an hour and a half.
Even more, like 3.5 hours total. Yep. We've been doing this.
Oh yeah. We did it a solid 2 hours of ranking before we did this episode. So we're going to get out of here. Morphin Grid. At Morphin Grid, heyjakeandjosh.com/MorphinGrid is the archive. Before the end of the hiatus, I have to make all the episode posts for the Tumblr. Woof. And then we're going to try to get Turbo up there, but Zio is up now, so you can go listen to that. Hopefully Turbo will be up before the hiatus is over. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all that other stuff. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. We've recorded the first of the three Tedra Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes that we need to do. So that is going to be out pretty soon. I had a busy week last week with inventory at my day job, which was a nightmare.
That'll mess you up.
Yeah, I had to work on a day that I haven't worked in years. I haven't worked on a Thursday in years. I spent most of it thinking it was a Saturday. But so that should be up pretty soon. The show is weirdly watchable. It's secretly a very good show, I think.
There's a good show buried in there if you look for it.
So that's coming out soon. I don't know what we're doing next week. So we'll be back for that. But until then,
may the power protect you. Oops, that's a letter. This one has Q points. This is the Calvin ball ranking system.